Welcome to the Sabian Podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be going over the full moon that is taking place today, April 26th, actually later on tonight. And the Sabian symbol for the moon is 8 degrees Scorpio, and that symbol is the silvery moon shining across a beautiful gem of a lake, so which is perfect for the full moon. And it would be a great time to take a walk and take a look at the moon tonight as it rises. And it's going to be opposing the sun at 8 degrees Taurus. And the symbol for that is a sleigh without snow. There are so many different symbols in this particular chart today that indicates the need for patience and waiting and really turning within for this particular full moon. I'm going to go over the symbols quickly and then go over them again with a little more detail. So we have the full moon, which is, of course, moon opposing the sun. And I just said those particular symbols. And then the sun is conjunct Uranus in Taurus and 11 Taurus. And that's a woman sprinkling a long rows of flowers. It's also conjunct Venus. It's 16 Taurus. An old man is attempting with a degree of success unsuspected by him to reveal the mysteries to a motley group. It's also conjunct Mercury at 17 Taurus, a symbolic battle between swords, the disciples of might, and torches, the disciples of enlightenment. And then that configuration, so the full moon, that whole thing is square with Uranus, Venus, and Mercury is square Saturn at 13 Aquarius, a barometer. And then Mars is at 3 degrees Cancer. An Arctic explorer leads a reindeer through icy canyons. Jupiter's at 28 Aquarius, a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. Neptune is sextile Pluto. Neptune is 23 Pisces, a materializing medium giving a seance. Sextile Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. And then the North and South Node, as always, are opposing each other. And the North Node is still at 12 Gemini. A black slave girl demands the rights of her mistress. Opposing South Node, 12 Sagittarius. A flag turns into an eagle. The eagle turns into a chanticleer, saluting the dawn. So with all of that, the overall energy of today's full moon is to kind of be still and be patient. Things are not moving forward right now. So that silvery moon shining across a beautiful gem of a lake, it's a really gorgeous image, but it's opposing the sun, a sleigh without snow. So it could feel like the wheels have been taken off of the cart, and things are now being recalibrated with Saturn squaring that full moon at a barometer. The sun opposing the moon, of course, and then Uranus, Venus, and Mercury all opposing the moon as well in those particular symbols. Uranus is symbolizing the collective consciousness. And the way that we moved forward in our mental evolution and the ways that we innovate into the future is a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. So a lot of new ideas being presented, but they're not taking form yet. And they're essentially ideas that will, they'll blossom later. But this is really like a springtime energy of planting bulbs and or actually more of a wintry energy, which is interesting with that symbol, the silvery moon shining across a beautiful gem of a lake. So things are not starting to grow yet. And there could be an element of frustration because Saturn is squaring all this. So it's kind of putting the brakes on everything. Which it indicates too with the sun being in the sleigh without snow degree. So once again, Uranus at 11 Taurus, a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. And then conjunct Venus at 16 Taurus. An old man is attempting with a degree of success unsuspected by him to reveal the mysteries to a motley group. And this is actually my North Node symbol. And I often feel like that. Like I talk about certain things and I'm not quite sure if people understand me. And I think as a collective, we can all feel like this. Like I have this idea, but did anyone really listen? Are they really getting it? And then maybe later hearing from somebody, like I actually feel like that with this particular podcast. Does anyone really, am I making any sense? Like, is this something that just sounds completely off the wall? But I feel like we're all feeling like that. And Venus can have to do with our own values. And it can have to do with women too. Like our women, even though it's an old man attempting, but like these ideas that are really very feminist ideas, are they really sinking into the collective consciousness? And then Mercury at 17 Taurus, the symbolic battle between swords, the disciples of might, and torches, the disciples of enlightenment. Are we choosing war over peace? Like what kind of technology are we investing in? And I'm seeing a lot of news about arms sales and investing in the Pentagon. And what is the point of doing that if it's going to hasten our ending? And the fact that the full moon is Scorpio and it's the Plutonic rulership, the destruction and resurrection, like why would we be hastening our own demise? Why won't we be investing in things that help us move forward, that like actually Uranus at 11 Taurus, a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers with Mercury in this degree 17 Taurus, why won't we be investing into swords into plowshares? So transforming war into peaceful issues, or like, why don't we take the Pentagon and change it into a peaceful campaign? Helping with restoring the climate and helping with educating people instead of this quote-unquote campaign for democracy, which is really just a way to subjugate people and steal their resources. So Saturn is here squaring that whole configuration at 13 Aquarius, and in that particular symbol, a barometer, it's making us recalibrate and really reassess how we can really go too far with our aggression and with our death instinct. And do we really need to destroy everything? Do we really need to do a scorched earth campaign? And how can we change this and reverse that and make it life-giving? So that's one thing that I'm seeing with this full moon. It's really quite powerful. But once again, seeing Uranus squaring Saturn as a signature for this year, and it can make us see how we could really go too far and how close to the cliff's edge do we really need to go? Do we really need to come this close to the doomsday clock? Like we're really right now 1 minute before doomsday, and that's pretty scary. And then Mars, which is also Scorpio's traditional ruler, is in 3 Cancer, and that's an Arctic explorer, leads a reindeer through icy canyons. And once again, it's a sense of austerity and isolation, and how do we get through this and until we can get to our warm, comfortable homes? So that Arctic explorer leading a reindeer through icy canyons needs a lot of armor. And I'm thinking about Mars in Cancer, and that's a watery sign. And it has a crab shell, and an Arctic explorer needs to have a lot of gear with them to get through this time. And then Jupiter at 28 Aquarius is the symbol of tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. Once again, how do we save this up for a rainy day? It's and I noticed in my own neighborhood, Last summer, I believe, there was a tornado that just came through. I can't even remember when that was, but I just remember just barely getting into the basement before it came through the alley, and it knocked down half the trees in my neighborhood, and now the trees are being removed, and, you know, just seeing that, like, how do we make sure that we're planning for the future and really making sure that we're creating sustainable systems so that we don't just use everything up right now. And we're talking a lot about the climate in the news right now. Biden just had a climate summit, and I've been seeing a lot of interviews with Greta Thunberg. It really looks like what we're doing is really not that adequate. We are creating 70% of the world's emissions, and we're not really doing our fair share. And so there's a lot of conversation about that, and just seeing a lot of climate issues with these particular symbols. But at a personal level, it would really be like about how can we create our own sense of stability? Are we mindlessly consuming? Are we just thinking only for today? And we can really look at that with our own relationships. We can look at that with the way that we consume fuel, even the our electrical and gas providers. Are we working with more sustainable suppliers? Are we using plastic bottles? Just mindlessly consuming. So just another opportunity to be mindful about that. And then I'm seeing that Neptune is sextiling Pluto, and Pluto is just about to turn retrograde. Neptune is at 23 Pisces, a materializing medium, giving a seance. Sextile Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. There's a huge amount of news about India and Narendra Modi and his administration's approach to the coronavirus. I'm actually kind of seeing him in this degree. I see him as sort of a materializing medium giving a seance because he's a very Neptunian ruler. You know, Trump could also be perceived this way. Just somebody who makes stuff up, who really denies reality. I actually know people who are mediums, and they're really good mediums, but I'm seeing this kind of Neptunian rulership with this particular symbol, where they're just kind of denying reality, and it's creating a lot of deaths, unnecessary deaths. So the materializing medium giving a seance is so spot on for Modi and also Trump, and other leaders like Bolsonaro. Then sextiling Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage, just so perfect for India because it is a place where people go on mountain pilgrimages. And so seeing that in the news so much today. Not sure how you can apply this personally, but it would be, you know, it could be about just facing reality or doing some shadow work. It could be about doing ancestor work. Doing some shamanic healing would be a great thing, like a great time to reassess our own shadows, our own, like going back over our lives and things that we may not be proud of, things that we may not really want to look at. And really just looking it squarely in the face, but doing it with a good guide, and really just going back and healing those parts of ourselves that feel like they're in exile. Like what parts did we, like parts of our past that we regret and wish to shut the door on. This is really a great time to take a look back at that and just go back and reintegrate those parts with ourselves. So that's maybe the more healthy aspect of this particular aspect. And Neptune is sextiling Pluto. So it's actually a great time to do this. There's a lot of opportunity to do that. And then Neptune, or North Node, is 12 Gemini opposing South Node 12 Sagittarius. And that's, again, a black slave girl demands the rights of her mistress, opposing a flag turning into an eagle, the eagle into a chanticleer saluting the dawn. So that's here in the full moon as well. And once again, looking at issues of inequality and how can we help people where there's been a long history of inequality and theft from those particular cultures. And how can we make our own reparations to them? How can we stand up? How can we fight for policies that help repair and restore equality? When we do that, it's better for all of us. But statistically, it's better for people of color and women. And so with the North Node in that 12 Gemini symbol, that's a really important thing to do to work for women and for people of color. And then with South Node at 12 Sagittarius, a flag turns into an eagle, the eagle into a chanticleer saluting the dawn, to move away from enabling like patriarchal issues, moving away from things like inequality, basically. Or it could even be like domestic violence, enabling men to, you know, white supremacists, and just stop making people who didn't break things fix them. So it's really important to just hold certain elements of culture accountable, rather than putting the burden on the victim. So that is pretty much what I have to share for the full moon today. It's not the easiest full moon. I do see it as a little bit more austere, as I said, but it's really a good time for self-reflection and really getting to that part of ourselves, to really look at those parts of ourselves that we may not really love, or we may have wanted to bury. But when we do make friends with that part of ourselves, we really do help our souls shine forth. And I really feel like that's something that this full moon is calling us to do. So thank you so much for listening to this full moon reading today. And I hope you all have a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. And with that, I hope you are well, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.